Beginning early Monday morning, militant supporters of Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo raised barricades and blocked traffic in the Abidjan neighborhood known as Riviera. The area is home to the new headquarters of the United Nations peacekeeping mission, as well as several embassies, and the hotel where the International Working Group on Ivory Coast met Sunday. In a statement read at the end of the meeting, the group recommended not extending the mandate of the country's National Assembly, which expired in December. The recommendation has been met with angry reactions from supporters of the president, whose party and its allies dominate the body. We're in the streets, said one protester manning a barricade in Riviera. We're not moving. As long as this decision holds, he says, we'll be in the streets. By early afternoon, pro-Gbagbo militants had taken over key intersections throughout the city, erecting more barricades and burning tires. The war-divided country's newly appointed government of transition is calling for calm.
Le groupe de travail international, à l'instar des députés et de l'ensemble des Ivoiriens, a simplement...
Interior Minister Joseph Jablé, in a statement broadcast on state television, said the decision of the International Working Group was a recommendation and did not mean Parliament had been dissolved. However, leaders of the movement known as the Young Patriots were meeting in the early afternoon Monday. One leader, Touré Moussa, said more protests would follow.
We are surprised, and I am very, very surprised by the way they are dealing with the Ivorian crisis. We are preparing to do more than what has happened this morning. That's what we are preparing at the moment.
Several vehicles belonging to the UN peacekeeping mission were attacked Sunday, and more than 100 angry supporters of the president attempted to march on the heavily guarded hotel where the International Working Group was meeting. They were turned back by security forces. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.